Good morning. Last week was a very interesting week for the energy business because the famous CEREV conference lasted all week and was the first opportunity for the Biden administration to send their various representatives talking about all the issues that are going to be very actual. Pretty much everybody who is related to climate and energy on the Biden administration made a presentation, and I think all the aspirations on a long-term basis are very commendable. We have a shortage of details about what's going to happen in the short term. Out of all the conversations, two struck out for me were very important. The first one, an interview with Darren Woods, the CEO of Exxon. And the salient question was, why aren't you investing more in energy, in new energy investments and renewables, since you get such a better multiple today in today's market if you make investments that are renewable? And his answer, basically, more politely than I would state it now, but simply because I cannot find investments in that space that actually warrant a decent return on investment. So as all of us, we would like to continue to make them start making investments in new energy, but at the moment, the challenge is that very few of them are providing a decent return on investment. The second one that was very critical in my mind was the interview with Governor Abbott that basically came on the heels of the freeze in Texas. And the question was about what we could have done differently in Texas in order to deal with this interruption. And strangely enough, the governor's recommendation would have been to start blackouts earlier in order to be able to deal with the crisis. And ultimately, the solution on a longer term basis is you have to improve the grid, and you have to improve the availability of energy in general and power in particular to the customers in Texas. So you now have the first and the second state in the country, California and Texas, both having dysfunctional grids, both not knowing what the fuel of choice will be in the future, since we still don't want to talk about nuclear. We don't want to do coal. We may be reluctant to do an increase in oil, and it doesn't leave much. So my conclusion after listening to everybody is that we are desperately going to need gas consumption in the next couple of decades in order to satisfy this transition to new energy. In that context, we're extremely comfortable with the position of Tellurian today. And when you look at the international picture and a lot of different envoys from different countries around the world were present at this conference, the problem is magnified. We have a long-term structural short on natural gas, both domestically and internationally. And this is going to bode extremely well for Tellurian. Thank you.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, propose, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, regulatory and market developments, demand for and production of natural gas, and prospects for Tellurian's business. These statements involve a number of known and unknown risks which may cause actual results to differ materially from expectations expressed or implied in the forward-looking statements. These risks include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2020, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of March 9th, 2021, the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.